Cradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
In the lead up to World Youth Day in Rio, a 2,000 strong crowd of Aussie Catholics gathered to celebrate being Catholic, being Australian, and being in Rio de Janeiro for World Youth Day 2013. During the gathering, Perth's Archbishop Timothy Costello spoke on the theme of World Youth Day, Go and make disciples of all the nations. Here is Archbishop Costello's address, thanks to Salt and Light TV.
The gospel today, which of course is the theme of World Youth Day, really, it seems to me, offers us two things. It calls us to do something, and it calls us to be something. The doing part is pretty clear. Go and make disciples of all nations. The Lord is sending us out. He's calling us to be people who stop looking inward and start looking outward. He's asking us to make sure that our faith isn't just about ourselves, but is about others. Here in Rio, we have experienced once again what a fantastic gift our Catholic faith is. To be a Catholic is to belong to a family that's full of energy, full of enthusiasm, full of hope, full of life. To be a Catholic is to know that God gives us the gift of life and the gift of faith because He loves us. And He wants us to reach out with both hands, grab hold of these gifts, both of them, life and faith, and live them to the full. Who wouldn't want to share these gifts with others? Who wouldn't want to invite others into our family? Who wouldn't want to say yes with enthusiasm and with determination to Jesus' invitation, go and make disciples of all nations. Today, here in our Aussie gathering, I think the Lord is asking each one of us to hear this very personal invitation addressed to each one of us. Peter, or Joanna, or Josh, or Rebecca, you go, yes, you, and start making disciples. You go and spread the word that the fantastic gift of faith is there for you if you're ready to reach out and accept it. That, I think, is the doing part. But what of the being part? Well, I think that actually is pretty simple. You can't work with the Lord to offer the gift of faith to others. You can't work with the Lord to make new disciples. And remember that in the end, making new disciples is the Lord's work, not ours. You can't do any of that if you're not a disciple yourself. That's the being part, and this is the key to the whole thing. You have to be a disciple if you want to make a disciple. Our first Australian saint, St. Mary MacKillop, had a famous saying which I'm sure all of you have heard lots of times before. Never see a need without doing something about it. That's the doing part. And you certainly can't be a disciple without it. But there's another saying of Mary MacKillop's which I think is just as important. We don't hear it so often. Never forget who it is you're following. There are lots of people who do good things. There are lots of people in the world who do more than many of us do. But that doesn't make them Christians. Doing good things for others isn't enough to make you a Christian, although you can't be a Christian without it. It's not so much what we do that makes us Christians, it's why we do what we do. We want to reach out and help others. We want to reach out and touch the lives of others because we are disciples. We are followers. We are imitators. We're friends. And could I even dare to say we're lovers of Jesus? He is at the heart of our faith and he is at the heart of our lives. As we've already been reminded this afternoon, we in Australia know this very well because we've all just lived through the year of grace. For the last 12 months, we've been reminded over and over again to look to Christ, to contemplate his face, to start afresh from him, to put him back, in other words, where he belongs, right at the heart of everything. Who is this Christ whom we follow? He is the one who said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." If you want to know the way to a better, richer, fuller future, follow him because he is the way. If you want to know the truth about who you really are, the truth about who God really is, the truth about what God is inviting you into, what life is really all about, listen to him, because he is the truth. And if you want to live life to the full, with real integrity, deep peace, deep joy, then model yourself on him, because he is the life. Here in Rio, this, I think, is the great invitation. Make room in your life every day for him. Do what you can to develop your love for him. Get to know him by reading the Gospels. Spend time with him in Eucharistic adoration. Receive him into your life and into your heart as often as you can in Holy Communion. Let him be the friend to you that he so desperately wants to be. He won't force his friendship on you, but it's always there on offer. "Come to me," he says in the Gospel of today's Mass. "Come to me and I will refresh you. I will give you life." This is his invitation. This is his plea. This is his cry. For your own sakes, don't miss the opportunity this World Youth Day offers to give him your yes and make it clear, make it loud, make it strong, and make it count.
Radio.org.au